Welcome to the Membership Machine Show, talking you through your membership website from initial idea all the way to finished product. Here's your host, Jonathan Denwood.
Welcome back, folks, to the Membership Machine Show. This is episode 128. In this episode, me and Kirk are going to be talking about Lifter LMS and comparing it to Learn Dash. What are the strengths of Lifter LMS? What are the strengths of Learn Dash? What are some of their weaknesses? They're two of the most popular platforms for building a membership or a learning management system for a larger organization on WordPress. They're both fantastic, but we've got some great insights. So, Kirk, would you like to quickly introduce yourself to the new listeners and viewers?
Yeah, sure. My name is Kurt Von Onen. I own a company called Manana Nomas. I also work directly with the great team at WP Tonic.
That's fantastic. Like I say, we will be going into both of these great WordPress plugin solutions in some detail. But before we go into the main part of the show, I've got a message from one of our major sponsors. We will be back in a few moments, folks.
Hey, running a business is tough. You shouldn't have to worry about your website, too. With Kinsta's managed hosting for WordPress, you get lightning-fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and 24/7 expert support from real humans. Switch to Kinsta and see site speeds improve by up to 200% with effortless migrations and powerful, easy-to-use dashboard. Join over 120,000 other businesses who also trust Kinsta. Get your first month for free at kinsta.com. That's KINSTA.com. Kinsta. Simply better hosting.
I'm coming back, folks. Want to point out also that we've got a fantastic course developed by Kirk himself that shows you how to build a membership website or a course for organization from beginning to end using all the best WordPress technology. It's a fantastic course. It's normally around $49, but we've got a special offer for you, half price. Plus, we've got a curated list of the best WordPress technology and services that will save you a ton of time. You can get all these goodies by going over to wp-tonic.com/deals. wp-tonic.com/deals. You find Kirk's course plus all the other goodies there. What more could you ask for, my beloved audience? There we go. So somebody has booked a consultation with you, Kirk, and they want to know. They've been looking at Lift LMS and they've been looking at Learn Dash. How would you start off the conversation, Kurt?
It's hard to not sound partial on this. Jonathan, as you well know, I'm in deep with the Lifter LMS folks. And so I'm a little biased in that I'm super familiar with it, super common with it. So I usually do recommend Lifter LMS, but when I'm comparing both Learn Dash and Lifter LMS, if someone asks me, hey, what are the main differences? There's quite a few. There's quite a few, actually. So Learn Dash and Lifter LMS, when I look at Lifter LMS, they have a free version. So a lot of times I'm dealing with a client that wants to do, you know, the development side of it, build the course and do all these things before they pay for a payment gateway and marketing add-ons and things like that. So in that case, Lifter LMS is the de facto. They've got a free version and it's a very capable free version. So that's one out of the chute. The other thing is membership management. Membership management is in the core of Lifter LMS, and membership management with Learn Dash requires, I believe they call it Member Dash or some other third-party membership plugin to kind of manage the users within the platform. I think it's important that we point kind of something out, and that is there's like a lot of these sites are combined with community tools or CRM tools or other things like that. And that membership component also helps run the other things. So like if you have Fluent Community or you're running Buddy Boss or those community plugins give people access to community and community features, but you need a membership feature that restricts that content. Like you say, oh, I only want certain members to get access to that. That's what that membership kind of plug-in content restriction of membership does. And Lifter comes with that right out of the box, and it's part of the free version as well. So it really comes down to the conversation, the budget, the timeline, and the complexity that people want to add to their site.
Well, it is really in the nitty-gritty, isn't it? In what? Because it's slightly different to what you would be facing with a SaaS, because SaaS, you look at what you're getting and that's what you get normally. You know, there are some SaaS platforms like Shopify that have a large kind of third-party add-on community, mm-hmm. but most SaaS don't. So what you see is what you get. Yeah. Now, with WordPress, it's a little bit more complicated. You've got all this flexibility and power and ownership, but it's not only a core plugin like Lifter LMS or LearnDash. It's also how it's going to work with other core elements, other core WordPress technology. So that just is a little bit different, but not unique, because like I say, there's similar situations like with Shopify and some other SaaS platforms. So that's another consideration that has to be thrown into the mix, doesn't it?
Well, and I think as we launch this episode, Jonathan, I want to be like super, super clear. My opinion of both is that LearnDash and Lifter LMS are both premium LMS choices for your WordPress website. I mean, they're the creme de la creme. They're the top of the choices. And so I don't think there's a bad choice to be made. It really does, like, the devil's in the details, right? You really got to get granular. Like, here's an example. Here's just a for example. Lifter LMS, when you install it, it automatically installs roles. It installs the student role, the member role, the instructor role, and things like that. Whereas if you're in LearnDash and you want to have, you know, kind of instructor access, they have an extra add-on that you can purchase for the instructor role. But I want to go one step further. The instructor role for the LearnDash system operates differently in that the instructor role in LearnDash also gives a front-end course creation ability, whereas in Lifter LMS, your instructors still require the ability to go into the back end of the website and create the course in the back end through the WordPress administration menu. So the use experience is different. The instructors still create courses, but it's just a different strategy, right? And so there's a lot of course creators. If they're looking at like a marketplace example, from a marketplace example, they're like, I want people to register as instructors and I want them to be able to build their courses from the front end. And then people in the Lifter LMS world as course creators are like, I'm just going to jump into the back end and make my courses, right? But that's a detail that is important to certain people that are shopping.
Yeah, I think that's a fantastic point you just made there. I think there's a couple key areas that I regularly have to communicate when people are booking a consultation with me. I think the first area is when you're looking at LearnDash is that you do need a membership plugin. Yes, subscriptions can be achieved without it, but it has a slightly slightly buried and not that intuitive way of dealing with it natively.
Yeah.
It is possible, but most people go down buying a membership plugin, which is another step, not a large step, but it is another step which you don't have to deal with Lifter LMS, because if you're going to use Stripe, and I would strongly advise you, if this is your first course, that you just go with using Stripe. If you're based in North America or Europe, you should be able just to use Stripe. Maybe add PayPal, but I wouldn't recommend it. I would just stay with Stripe. and you can get set up very quickly. Now, with LearnDash, this is what membership plugin are you going to use? Because it's going to be an important decision. They have got their own plugin now. I'm sure it works, but I personally wouldn't recommend that. There's MemberPress. I wouldn't recommend it. It's a fantastic plugin. It has certain peculiarities of rule-based instead of tag-based that is very difficult to move away from it if you're setting LearnDash with it. I think the best membership plugin for LearnDash is SureMember because it works with its parent system, Surecart, and that gives you the maximum flexibility and future-proofing. So I think LearnDash with SureMember and then combining it with a free Surecart account, or if you want the next version, I think it's about just under $100 a year. That gives you a lot of flexibility, but it's counterintuitive because I'm talking about a member plugin, and then straight away I'm talking about signing up for a free or paid service with Surecart. So I'm adding three steps now, and I'm saying that's the simplest route. That seems very counterintuitive, but I think I'll be interested in what you think. But fundamentally, I think it is the easiest route, isn't it?
Well, that comes from the benefit of us having done it, you know, a dozen times, right? And that's the problem, right? We make this content, you know, in theory, we make this content for people that are thinking about doing this kind of thing for the first or second time, maybe, right? Maybe they tried it once on Kajabi and they realized they spent too much money, or they did it in Podia and didn't get the display results they wanted. They wanted the flexibility of doing something design-wise that was different. And so they're listening to us and they're saying, well, what do you guys say? And that's why I say, like, when I'm talking to my clients and I'm doing a consult, I generally steer towards Lifter LMS because it's just the easier thing. Here's let's just download the free Lifter LMS core. It gives you the ability to build your course. You can manage your memberships. You can do all this right here. You can build it out. And then when you're happy with the way your course looks and functions, well, then let's do this. Let's install the payment gateway. Let's get you the ability to take some Stripe payments, and let's get you making some money with a minimal viable product. Let's get you from point A to revenue as quickly as possible. When we go the other route and we look at LearnDash, and again, still a great product, but that initial onboarding for the new creator, it lends itself to more steps. So then I agree with you. I think SureMember is a great way to go. SureMember, the integration process is very simple and straightforward. That's what I like about the SureMember integrations. So you have LearnDash, you have SureMember, you install it through Surecart. So now you've got a consistent, you know, communication with SureMember for your revenue, and you can get things going. I think on our list, one of the first things to talk about was actually building a course in these things. And I'm going to be honest with you, Jonathan. I don't see a big difference between the course builder in LearnDash and the course builder in Lifter LMS. Some of the features and processes differ, but in the end, they're both as intuitive as far as making the course.
Well, about halfway through the first half, I kind of gave an extensive list of the key features of Lifter LMS and the key features of LearnDash. And I think it would be a bit boring if we just had to go through all of them. Yeah. I think what would be a better... Of the key features of Lifter LMS, are there any that you think that you want to bring to the table, or might that you, through your experience, you think you can give some insights that would help people listening to this podcast get the most from utilizing Lifter LMS?
This is going to sound very sideways, and it's very insider kind of driven. The best key feature to Lifter LMS, to be honest with you, Jonathan, is access. It's access to the team, access to the community, access to unbelievably complete knowledge base. And the idea that Lifter LMS has continuously over the last half decade added more features. So, you know, they added the groups feature. They added the notes feature. They added advanced coupons. You're able to geofence your coupon areas now.
What does that mean, geofence?
I can make a coupon that's good for the United States. I can make a coupon that's only available in Spain. I can make a coupon for France. I can do direct purchase links through coupons. So I could create a coupon and give it its own custom link and then put it in social media. So I could have like a lead social post that says, buy this awesome course, and you click it and it goes directly to the shopping cart and makes the purchase. It doesn't go through a bunch of extra clicks and things like that. And so these are all things that Lifter's been putting out over the last couple of years. They seem to still be very highly energized, evolving, and continuing to kind of have that product market fit where they're taking feedback from people and they're developing at a rate that is pretty impressive. Whereas LearnDash had some features earlier in the game. Like they had groups before Lifter LMS had groups, but I haven't seen a ton of improvement or development since releasing that feature, right? And so there's a lot of similarities between the two as far as overall features and deliverability. But I think Lifter LMS, when you say what's the biggest feature for them, it's having a free version to get started and access, just access in general, access to information, to people, to support, to the support with Lifter, I don't think really can be beat.
No, I would agree with you there. I think the actual support and community and the access, which is dependent on which package you buy from Lifter LMS, that you can buy single add-ons or you can buy the Earth package. And I think your access to regular group support starts at the universal and the infinity level. Is that correct? Yeah.
I describe that as priority support. So with Lifter LMS, they run a weekly call called the Ask Me Anything call or Ask Us Anything call. And you can do that live, ask questions. You can ask questions before the call, after the call, whatever. So they do that. And then they have the Facebook and then they have the mail-in, like email type support for general questions. All of that is great. But then if you are a Universe or Infinity Bundle member, you get access to the weekly office hours call, which is like a mastermind. People all over the globe sign in and ask their questions or problem solve things. They do that once a week. And then you also get access to what I call priority support. And that's where you actually can put in a support ticket for a specific issue, especially if it's a technical issue. You upload a system report from the front end, from the back end of your website, and specifically what's wrong, maybe include a couple screenshots. If you give them admin access, they can log into your site and try and find out what's wrong or help you. And that works out really, really well.
Yes, it's a great resource. But on the LearnDash, I think LearnDash was first to market. Yeah. And the founders of it had previous experience in the professional educational e-learning market. And they were very successful in building those relationships. And it has one of the largest Facebook groups in the WordPress space. And it's got a lot of legacy SEO and content aimed at the kind of educational, professional e-learning community that might be looking at WordPress, especially higher education and more professional usage rather than the individual entrepreneur that's looking to build their first membership. Would you agree with what I've just outlined?
That kind of takes us back to one of those first features I had mentioned, Jonathan. When you have the instructor role with the front end course development ability, that speaks to kind of your equation of that is people that are more from a corporate training background, from what you said was a more professional background, they would be attracted to that type of feature or that type of layout. Whereas I sure hate to call them hobbyists, but people that are more into course creator type things like, you know, how to knit this handbag, how to do a tote bag, how to make balloon animals, how to make whatever. That's not corporate training. That's like, this is someone sharing their personal knowledge. That fits perfect into the Lifter LMS way. And I think if we're being like really out there, if we think of someone from a corporate training background, which I come from, by the way, SCORM and very formal building of sites in a more formal, more layered way is kind of what people have gotten used to over time. And so LearnDash's approach to this is this, and then the membership thing, and then the payment thing, and then the instructor thing, and then that kind of fits with maybe where some of that clientele is coming from.
Yeah, I would totally agree because they've got tremendous similarities. But it's these cultural, because a good example of this, of the different philosophies and different approaches is around Stripe, because the core of Lifter LMS is totally free, but you have to pay, I think it's $149 if you want that Stripe add-on. Now, with Lifter, to buy a one site license is $199, but you get.
You mean with LearnDash?
With LearnDash, sorry. It's $199, but then you have free access to the Stripe add on. The only problem is that you will need a membership plugin. So it's all kind of swings and roundabouts, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, I know again, I fully recognize my partiality here. I really like the simplicity of the Lifter LMS way of doing things, especially once you get into, you know, having a universe bundle or an infinity bundle. They've got a menu item called, add-ons and more, and you can do installations and activations directly through your WordPress dashboard. So you're not constantly going back and forth and downloading packages and stuff.
Another area where there was a divergence, and it's not really based on the two plugins that we're discussing, folks, was if you want, but the situation is dramatically changed recently, is around if you wanted to build a community, if you wanted an app, if you wanted Community Plus app, app that would work on iOS or Android on a phone, you would be, and it still is, if you were looking for a WordPress solution, the only solution is BuddyBoss. And it really, if you wanted the app, it only would work with LearnDash. There were some third-party solutions that worked well that enabled you to use Lifter LMS. But if you wanted BuddyBoss, the team, to actually build it for you, they would say to you, you've got to use LearnDash. Now, and even if you didn't want an app, but you wanted all the bells and whistles of community, it really was the only solution in town. Well, that's dramatically changed over the last year because you've had a new player enter, which is Fluent Community. They don't provide the app. If you still want that, you're going to have to go down the Buddy route. But it's a much more even balanced with Fluent. It works well with Lifter LMS or LearnDash. Actually, they provide a certain level of membership and subscription inbuilt. But I think if you're really going to build a course, I think you should, myself, look at utilizing Fluent Community with either Lifter LMS or LearnDash. What do you think?
I kind of want to back folks up a little bit. The BuddyBoss and Lifter LMS combination, the integration if we're not considering the mobile application, is actually pretty wonderful. So with Buddy Boss, you use the Buddy Boss theme and it kind of takes over some of the look and the feel of your website. But like the way it styles the lessons and the courses and the format that it brings, the theming that it brings to that is really well done. I've built a lot of websites with Buddy Boss and Lifter LMS very successfully. And doing some work with Lifter, I've run into a bunch that have the mobile app with Lifter LMS, but it's not the same configuration as the app with LearnDash. And I would defer to Jonathan's opinion there. If the mobile app is your end goal, don't think you're going to integrate with Lifter and they're going to fix it later. They don't support, like they're very upfront. Buddy Boss is very upfront. They're a LearnDash house when it comes to that mobile app. So if community's the thing, but you're not really sold on the whole look and feel and theme of Buddy Boss, then that Fluent community is the bomb. I've used that on a few sites and I've been really impressed with its development over the last year.
Yes, it's moving on now to in a rapid way, hasn't it? Which in some ways for a couple of years, LearnDash wasn't progressing that much, was it? But the actual app, I've heard good reports and I think it's a pretty good solution and excellent value compared if you're looking for a white labeled solution at an affordable price, it's still very attractive. But if that's not necessary, and for a lot of people it isn't, Fluent with Lifter or LearnDash is a great solution. Well, I think we've tried to give some great info this first half. I think with Kirk's help, we've been successful. We're going to go for our middle break, folks, and when we come back, we're going to delve in the world of comparing Lifter LMS with LearnDash a bit more. We will be back in a few moments, folks.
Tired of hosting providers that can't handle high traffic loads? Convessio is here to help. Our platform can handle any amount of traffic, all without slowdown or crashing. With immediate Slack support, performance optimization, and a team that thrives on resolving technical challenges, your e-commerce business is in safe hands. Learn more about Convessio at convessio.com.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Lifter LMS, the leading learning management system solution for WordPress. If you or your client are creating any kind of online course, training-based membership website, or any type of e-learning project, Lifter LMS is the most secure, stable, well-supported solution on the market. Go to lifterlms.com and save 20% at checkout with coupon code podcast20. That's podcast20. Enjoy the rest of your show.
We're coming back, folks. I just want to also take the opportunity to point out we've got a great free resource, and that's the Membership Machine Show Facebook group. If you've got any questions from listening to this particular episode or any of the others, you can go to this group. It's totally free to join, and you can ask your questions, and we will answer them. I regularly post stuff on the group as well, so we'd love you to join that. So go over to Facebook, look up the Membership Machine Show, and join the group. So let's go into some specifics then. How would you say the Course Builder works in both?
They're incredibly similar. Some of the nuances differ, but the overall feel and approach is very, very similar. There is one thing that's come up a couple of times for me in the last year, and I still find it, I'm just going to call it annoying. I don't understand why this is a hiccup for some folks, but there's a thing that LearnDash has called topics. So there's some people build their course in a way that has like, here's my course name, and then I'm going to have different sections for my course, and within those sections, I'm going to have certain lessons. And so the idea is that you can break your course into components, and each of those components has the required pieces. There are some people that believe they need to have this thing called topics, which is like categories within a course, a way to separate information within the course to a more finite or granular manner.
I could always, when I was building them out, I don't actively do the work. Kirk helps me with this, but I always saw it as a way of subcategories.
Yeah, like, well, it's like Lifter MLS has the sections. It's like a subsection, right? I have never understood why an educator can't work around that thing. Like I can never understand why people can't get around that stumbling block. And I have tried to figure out how would I introduce this process into like Lifter, even if I custom coded it, even if I got crazy and wanted to make magic happen, how would I do it? And every time I get stuck on why would I make it happen? And then I drop it. But yeah. Other than that, they are incredibly similar.
How would you describe the difference between Lifter, LMS, and LearnDash when it comes to extensions and themes? Because there is a kind of divergence of philosophy a little bit here, isn't there?
There used to be this idea that LearnDash had all these options that were available. There used to be this idea that, you know, if you wanted all of this flexibility and all of this ability to scale, you know, to add features, that you would want to go with LearnDash. But like I kind of said earlier in the show, I think Lifter LMS has very quickly, you know, within the last half decade or so, really closed the gap on that whole concept. When it comes to themes, what's really interesting is, and I know that you're not a fan, but I'm going to mention it. Lifter had their own theme. Launchpad. It was called Launchpad. Not a great theme, but it was a functional theme, right? Functional block editing theme. And then they went to a thing called SkyPilot, which adopted full site editing pretty much as soon as full site editing was released in like WordPress 6.3 or 6.2 or something like that. And they were right at the cutting edge. Like they released that theme right when full site editing was released. There were some stumbling blocks and growth hiccups along the way, like when WordPress would change patterns to reusable blocks, to this, to that. They would change things where things were in the editing interface.
It wasn't so much their theme, because it's a very nice looking theme. It's more about being on this cutting edge and what the WordPress core team and Automattic were doing was more about my problem with it, which isn't really, it's hard to explain unless you're in the WordPress world, because the actual look of the theme, the look when it's working with Lifter LMS is very nice, isn't it?
I use it on one of my bigger projects, and I think it makes the site look more modern compared to what it was, because I switched from an older theme to SkyPilot. And I like it. I really like it. So when you say, what about themes? What about, there are some themes that just inherently work well with Lifter. Cadence has a menu issue that they're aware of, that Cadence is aware of, with Lifter LMS in the Lifter LMS, pardon me, dashboard. So there's a certain layout for the dashboard in Cadence that you really shouldn't use because it makes the menu useless. But Astra works great with Lifter LMS. Genesis. I mean, there's a bunch of them that work really
well. Is that really? Can't you? Because I'm a big fan of Cadence.
Yeah.
So is it a major problem, or is it just you've got to be aware of this bug?
So you could probably fix it with custom CSS, but we don't install themes as end users thinking I can fix this with custom CSS, right? Mm-hmm. So in Cadence, in the student dashboard, if you use the horizontal navigation setup, it works fine, right? That puts the menu across the top of the dashboard. But if you want to use the layout that has the menu that goes vertical next to the dashboard, It just smushes the menu all together, right?
So it's not a major thing, but it's there. See, the thing with, the reason why I like with Cadence is the development team, but the and it will work. It will work fantastically with LearnDash because it's owned by the same company.
Yeah.
So it's owned by a company called Stellar WP, who is then owned by a hosting company called Liquid Web. But Stellar WP, they have a number of WordPress plugins that they own. And one of those is LearnDash and the other is Cadence WP. But I also, but the main reason why I liked Cadence, I think it's with another page website builder called GeneratePress. They're the two best third-party solutions that really handle Gutenberg and modern way of building a website the best, in my opinion. So that's why I like either, but we offered Cadence WP as part of our package with WP Tonic. And the whole thing, in some ways, I think, like I say, I like the theme from Lifter LMS. It's very modern, but I wouldn't say negative, but I didn't fully understand why it was decided to bring it out, because to me, themes are kind of semi-dead now. It's more about which page builder, because especially with the individual entrepreneur, it's more about, will my page builder give me starter websites? Will it give me landing pages? Will it give me patterns? Will it give me all these extra bits? Because there's a lot of other elements to running a thriving membership website than just a theme. And to me, this has been taken up by a page builder. So in some ways, I think the days of a theme are a bit behind us in some ways.
Well, and that's kind of a yes and no response that I would have for you on that one, Jonathan, because Lifter didn't just release the theme. They also, now they call it a page builder. So I'm going to be nice and call it a page builder, but they have that aircraft builder. And that's a collection of patterns that, quite honestly, when you leverage the theme and the patterns, you can build a website really quickly. It's like having a starter site in that, you know, it's got a hero area, call to action area, testimonials area, and you literally just go click, 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 add it, build a page. I think, and again, this is insider knowledge stuff, right? If you look at the volume of incoming support tickets that say, hey, what theme do you recommend for use with your product? Well, does it work with this? Does it work with that theme? And then you have the ability to release your own theme. Why not? It tends to make things easier for people.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I've noticed, I know that you're not a big fan of full site editing, but if someone is brand new to WordPress.
You've said this, yeah.
Yeah. If they're brand new to WordPress and they say, well, what do I need? What's the bare minimum? What do I need to launch my course? And Lifter LMS can say, well, you know, we've got this plugin. It comes with its own theme if you want it. And it's got this, 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 and this. And they just go, okay. And when they start building, if they start building in full site editing, they don't realize obstacles or things coming from blocks.
Yeah. I totally understand where you're coming from.
I think the adoption rate on SkyPilot's actually pretty positive. I was surprised how many people used it. I still am. You know, when we get on the office hours call and I say, well, what theme are you using? They say SkyPilot. I still go, oh, really?
Yeah, but unfortunately, it's just my view. It's full site editing, and I consider full site editing the devil's brew. But there we go. On to the next, user interface and ease of use. This is an interesting one. I'll take the lead first and then I'll get your response. I actually think the interface design of LearnDash is better than Lifter LMS. I've thought that for quite a while. But ease of use, because it's got, with Lifter LMS, you don't need the membership plugin. It's actually much easier to set up, much, much easier for somebody beginning their journey using WordPress to build their membership or community website. So I actually, ease of use, I actually would go with Lifter LMS. But when it comes to actual interface design, I'm not saying it's a big difference. And it's about taste. It's about, you know, I just think the interface design of LearnDash is better than Lifter.
I want to ask to clarify that with you. Are you saying that from the course creator's perspective or from the student's perspective?
I think just the design of the plugin and the back end and the icons, and it just looks, because obviously this is a little bit techie here, folks. The original founders of LearnDash, they sold their business, must have been 4 or 5 years now, hasn't it?
I think longer.
But before they sold the business to Stellar WP or Liquid Web, they invested a very large sum of money. I think I was told it was between a quarter of a million and half a million. And they hired one of the best WordPress web development agencies, 10Up, and they got them and they built a new plugin. And I thought they did there was elements that we've already covered that I didn't think were fantastic. But when it came to the UX design and just the way it looks, I think they did a really good job. Well, I think you disagree, don't you? You don't think there's much in it, do you? And you're probably right. It's a taste thing, isn't it?
This is going to be where I'm really going to stick my foot in it, you know, with another team. But there are certain things in the back end of a LearnDash site as a course creator that seem more direct and more intuitive, like when I am adding, you know, distribution features to the course itself. Whereas Lifter has tried to make the site easier for new people to use. Yeah. And there has been the addition of these like pop-ups, like I want to add an access plan. You used to just be able to click access plan, fill in the blanks and click save. And now you hit access plan and this big window pops up and it's got all these big choices. And you're like, okay, which one of these do I want? Like, I just wanted to fill in the form. For people like me that have been around for a while, I don't like the extra choices and extra.
This is it's a fantastic example. It's always about compromise, isn't it? Which target group you're aiming at. That's why there can never be one. You know, there are some solutions that are just terrible. They don't work and they're very outdated. But Elon is normally, it's just choose your poison, really, just because it just really depends on what target audience they're aiming. I think you made a great point there.
Just on the other side of that coin, I can vividly remember the first time, because the first time I had to install LearnDash, it wasn't me taking my time and figuring it out. I had a client that had a LearnDash issue, and I was like, well, let me see if I can take a look for you. And I signed in. And I was bewildered, like my first time in the back end of it. I was like, where's this? Where's that? This doesn't make sense. That doesn't make sense. But once you know it, it's very intuitive. Whereas, like I said, now it's almost become too ornamented. Is that a word? Too ornamented in the Lifter space, where there's too many options, too many things pop up, too many. They've tried to make people happy and add features. But I think what they've done is actually add
This is something that SaaS, WordPress plugins, anybody in software, they struggle with this on a daily, weekly, monthly, yearly basis.
Yeah.
None of it's easy. Let's go quickly on to payment options. Well, this is the clear winner for Lifter LMS because they've got their own subscription engine. Like with LearnDash, they've got their own membership plugin. Or you use something like the one I recommend, Shortcart, Shore Members. So really, in my opinion, it's a clear win for Lifter LMS. But the actual options, they're very similar. If you choose Shore Members, you're going to get Stripe, PayPal, pretty easy to set up. And both of them, if you need something more than that, something more exotic, both of them offer great integration with WooCommerce, don't they? And then you've got the up-and-coming option that's rearing its head from the same people as Fluent Community, Fluent Cart, aren't you?
Yeah. I'm looking forward to playing with Fluent Cart. Payment setup through Lifter.
He's sweet.
I'm going to just be blunt. There are people that have done reviews of Lifter LMS and LearnDash, and they'll say Lifter LMS doesn't have a payment gateway or doesn't. And I think the confusion is maybe they're looking at the free plugin. The free plugin does not give you the option for taking in payments. Lifter LMS worked under this really cool theory that, hey, if you want to give away training, we'll give you the plugin, right? And this is my words, not theirs. But hey, if you want to market this thing and sell this thing, you can buy an add-on to do that. And that's so you buy the payment gateway and it gives you the ability to connect Stripe, PayPal, or WooCommerce. And WooCommerce lets you take anything almost.
Yeah, I would say when it comes to payments, Lifter LMS is the clear leader.
By far. And let's point out the important thing. With the Lifter LMS native payment gateway, you can do recurring payments through your Stripe account and you don't have to buy any extra third-party doohickey to make it happen.
Next one, Community. I would say it's initially a clear winner for Lifter LMS but it does depend on what version of Lifter LMS you're buying. If you can afford to buy the Universal or the Infinity, you're getting some enormous resources. If you're not, you could say that LearnDash, because they've got this enormous Facebook group and it is it's got over 17,000 people and it's got a very active admin. And if you've got any questions, they're normally reasonably helpful. I haven't logged in for over a year. I've just been busy with my own business. But I used to regularly give my own advice there, which I wasn't prepared to do a deep dive, but if it was a quick and easy bit of advice, I was very active in the LearnDash Facebook group until about a year ago. I've just been busy, as Kurt knows. I presume it's still very, very active. So it's a very active Facebook group. But Lifter LMS does a fantastic job if you can buy, I think, the Universal bundle for the kind of support through their different Facebook and Zooms and everything they provide is top notch.
For my section on Community, I misread the question, to be honest with you. I thought you were referring to social learning. Because social learning is an add-on.
Well, you could take it either way, because definitely it's still a winner for Lifter LMS because they've got this add-on, don't they?
They do. They've got a social add-on called social learning, a community thing. So it gives every membership and every...
But the truth of that with Fluent Community, I think...
It would be redundant.
It's a little bit redundant now.
Yeah,
it was hard... Redundant. And all the people I consulted, it's a lovely add-on, don't get me wrong. I think it does a sweet job. But it was never quite enough. It was never what they were really. And I was reluctant to bring up BuddyBoss because then you bring up the app. And then when you bring up the app, you got to say, well, you really got to use LearnDash.
Yeah.
And I love Lifter LMS. But I'm just relieved now we've got Fluent Community because we don't have to go down that route. But I think it's nothing to do with Lyft LMS, really, but it's just that most people are going to use, if they're looking at community and they don't need an app, and most people don't need an app, they don't need an app at all. Using Lyft LMS with Fluent Community is the way to go, really, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Would you agree?
The social learning that Lyfter has gives each user a discussion forum or a discussion chat or whatever you want to call it for every membership or course that they're in. And that's nice.
Yeah.
But then the other parts, if you had Fluent Community, it would be too redundant. And so so instead of having discussion groups for each course or each membership, you would just create spaces within Fluent Community and let people have a free-for-all in there.
When it comes to pricing, it's a difficult one because Learn-$199, but you got to get a membership plugin. So, but that might be a couple hundred. I think Sure Members isn't that expensive. We give it as part of our hosting bundle, folks. Almost all the plugins that we've discussed in this show, if you host with WP Tonic, you get access to fully licensed. They're not bootlegged. They're fully licensed. We do the most of the support, but they are fully licensed, folks. Like I say, Learn Dash is free. Lyfter LMS is free.
Yeah.
But to use Stripe to do subscriptions, it's going to cost you $150. But I would strongly advise, if you're not hosting with WP Tonic, because if you do, you get the Infinity Bundle as part. If you decide not to, I think it's well worth, I would really strongly look at the Universal Bundle, because you get access to all this community support. How much is the Universal Bundle now, Kurt?
I'm going to look it up real quick because I don't want to misquote it.
No, you better do. I think it's, well, they give
so it's $1,500 for the Infinity Bundle, and it's $500 for the Universe Bundle.
Yeah, if you can stretch it to Universe, I think for all, because you can talk to Kirk every Thursday, and Emily, another great member of the Lyfter community, you can talk to both of them every Thursday, and you also have. Do you get a higher level of support in the ticketing system if you've got the
Universe and Infinity? You do
you get this extra priority. Their support is very good anyway, folks, but you get even extra support. I think if you can stretch your budget and you're looking at Lyfter LMS, you should really look at the Universal Bundle, because you get all these extras, folks. But if you can't, they've got the Earth as well, which is good value. So they've got plenty of options. Or you can buy an individual add-on, which is quite good of them. They could have said you've got to buy a bundle, but they didn't do that. You can still buy individual add-ons. Final thoughts. What's your final thoughts, Kurt?
I have a strange final thought.
Is that because you've been working with me for a couple of years?
No, but here's where I get confused with the LearnDash offer. If you go to their pricing page, at the bottom of the pricing page is a list of their bundles. They have a student success bundle, an instructor's bundle, a whatever bundle. And so,
well, we haven't even touched the subject of their hosted solution, have we?
Well, no. And I thought we were doing that on purpose.
the reason why, because I think it's extra, I know I'm in the same game. But that wasn't actually the reason. I just think it's very confusing.
I'm confused. I don't understand why they have all these bundles and none of the bundles specifies that it comes with the membership plugin.
That is very odd, isn't it?
That's super, super odd, because that's like the number one thing that you want to have with your LMS as a membership.
Well, they used to. They had them bundled, and then I don't think it was working out. They unbundled them and they have their own plugin, membership plugin, on a separate website.
Yeah.
Totally separated now. I just presume for it didn't really pan out for them. There was a kickback. There was confusion.
So that takes me right to the final thought.
Yeah.
The final thought is, if I go to the Lifter site as a new person and I ask some relatively simple questions, I'm going to come to a relatively simple answer. And if I go to the Learn Dash site with some relatively simple questions,
you're going to get confused.
I'm going to come away wondering what the heck it is I need to buy to launch my product. And
it's a regular, when I was active in the Learn Dash Facebook community, it was a regular question that was readily asked. What the hell have I bought and what do I need to get?
Yeah. How much is this? Again, I do want to finish up. Both are great. Yes. Both are great. So Jonathan and I are having a feast. We're having a fun time picking apart the two. Both are great. Like, you're not going to make a mistake picking one or the other. But I think when it comes to specifics and when it comes to simplicity and value for the dollar, I really like Lifter's offer. If I compare the bundle prices at the bottom of the Learn Dash page, it's not that much different than what I'm going to pay being with Lifter, and I'm going to get more. So that's my quick thought.
Well, yeah, I don't think I'm kind of mumbling here, folks. It's really dependent on what you're looking to achieve. There are differences. There's slight differences in philosophy, how the plugin's history affected how it is now. But both of them, you're not going to go that far. If you're an individual entrepreneur looking for the easiest way to get going on WordPress with all its benefits of ownership, flexibility, cost, it's still got some considerable strengths compared to a number of the SaaS competitors out there. But if you like those strengths but you're looking for the most easiest path, I have no doubt in recommending Lifter LMS. If you're in the world of corporate training, SCORM, higher education, I think Lifter still makes a good challenge, and definitely you're going to be happy. But I also think, I wouldn't say Learn Dash is better for these type organisations. I think you're going to be influenced by all the legacy posts, media, that you're going to come across. But you're definitely going to be happy with either. I think Learn Dash is stronger in that particular sector. But if you're an individual entrepreneur, I would have no hesitation in saying you should go the Lifter LMS route. What do you reckon?
I'm still partial to Lifter.
Yeah.
I'm a little more simple.
But do you think I've done a fair summary there?
Well, you have. And you know, I go back to, you know, when I left Ducati, when I left Suzuki, when I worked with BRP on things, would I have been more comfortable?
Well, it's a bit like a Ducati and a Suzuki. Obviously, a Ducati, all its history, is a much more expensive motorcycle generally. It's got all this history. It's a fantastic motorcycle. But for the price, Suzuki's also hasn't got the history of Ducati in racing and all the history, but it's still a fantastic motorcycle. It's not a Ducati, but it's not at a Ducati price, is it?
No. When I ride a Ducati, my heart becomes one with the machine. And when I ride a Suzuki, I get from point A to point B.
I think it's Suzuki. All right. Well, I see where you're coming from, though. You know, Ducati is a special thing. Yeah. But, you really just got to make the choice, folks. Hopefully, we're giving you some great information here. Hopefully, you got some great value. If you did, could do us a favor, folks. Can you go over to either iTunes or Spotify and leave us a review? We haven't got that many reviews. I haven't really pushed it for this podcast, but I think we've done recently, with Kirk's help, we've done some fantastic shows over the last 3 or 4 months. I've really enjoyed them with Kurt. And I think we're giving you a ton of value in these podcasts. So if you could do us a favor and like say, go over to Spotify or go over to iTunes and leave us a review, that would be fantastic. We will be back next week. Well, probably I won't be back next week because I'm traveling, but the following week we will be back with another great podcast helping you build a successful membership website for yourself and your family in 2025. We'll see you soon, folks. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Membership Machine Show. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes and leave a rating to support the show. Until next time.